In this video, you'll learn how to measure the performance of a WDF driver. Let's start with the KMDF driver. After you've installed the driver, enable performance tracing for the driver by running the script that is provided as part of the Windows Performance Toolkit. Type the script name and specify the driver service name and the framework that it uses. Reboot your computer. Next, run WPR UI and select the WDF driver activities setting. This enables ETW tracing for the framework itself. Click the Start button to begin capturing an ETL file for your driver. To check the performance for the touchpad driver, use the touchpad to add some ETW events to the trace. In the Windows Performance Toolkit, stop the trace by saving the trace file. To analyze the traces, run the Windows Performance Analyzer from the command line. We'll analyze the trace file from the KMDF driver to see how fast the driver completes I/O requests. First, let's verify that the symbol path is correct. In this case, the symbol settings are correct. In the Graph Explorer, open the Computation window and drag the KMDF I/O Request Completion Rate pane into the main work area. In the table, you can see the name of the driver, the handle of the WDF device that is associated with the driver, and a unique identifier for each request. The entry time is the time that the request was received by a WDF queue associated with this device. The exit time is the time the driver completed the request. The type of request can be read, write, ioctl, or internal ioctl. Driver-owned duration is the time difference between the exit time and the entry time. In the graph, you can also see the rate of I/O completion over time. This is where the touchpad was actively being used. You can see that the KMDF driver processed a maximum of 150 requests per second. This gives us a baseline for comparing the UMDF driver. The UMDF driver will need to process at least this number of I/O requests per second in order to have a comparable performance to the KMDF driver. Let's also look at the CPU usage when the KMDF driver was processing requests. Drag the CPU usage by process stack pane to the main work area. Select the range of time of touchpad usage, right-click, and choose Zoom In. In the CPU graph, you can see that 91.6% of the CPU samples are from the same system idle process. To understand the driver's impact, you could view the CPU usage for processes the driver interacts with. In this case, we have determined that the KMDF driver had a minimal impact on CPU usage. Now let's compare the performance of the KMDF driver with the UMDF driver. Open a new instance of WPA for the trace file from the UMDF driver. Again, verify that your symbol path is correct. In this case, the symbols are already set up. In the computation window, note that the UMDF I/O request completion rate is approximately 150 requests per second. We can see that the UMDF driver processes the same number of requests per second as the KMDF driver. Next, let's compare the CPU usage when the UMDF driver was processing requests. Drag the CPU usage by process stack pane into the main work area. Select the period of touchpad activity and zoom in. When the UMDF driver was processing requests, 88.2% of the CPU samples were attributed to the system idle process. This is comparable to the results we saw for the KMDF driver. Again, the driver had a minimal impact on system performance. To see just the CPU usage by the driver, select the driver host process by matching the process ID shown in the table. Right-click and choose Filter to Selection. Open the drop-down arrow in the Stack column. Right-click the column name and add the module column. Drag the module column to the left of the Stack column. Here is the entry for our UMDF driver. We can see that almost no CPU cycles were attributed to this module. Remove the module column and note that the driver host process itself accounted for only 1.29% of CPU cycles. In this video, we compared the performance of the same driver compiled using KMDF and UMDF.